ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. President Biden again pushing Congress to act on a border deal.
In November, my team began serious negotiations with a bipartisan group of senators led by a very serious conservative Republican senator, as well as Democrats. The result was a compromise bill of the toughest border security reforms this country has ever seen.
His comments during an address to the League of Cities in D.C. Lawyers for E. Jean Carroll requested that Judge Lewis Kaplan approve Donald Trump's $92 million bond. The former president lost a defamation case brought by the columnist who claims he sexually assaulted her in a department store dressing room in the 1990s. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez pleaded not guilty to obstruction charges in an indictment that was added to the bribery and corruption charges he already faced. Stocks are lower so far today. This is ABC News. Some history was made at the Oscars last night.
Billie Eilish, now the youngest two-time Oscar winner.
I'm just grateful for this song and for this movie and the way that it made me feel.
The 22-year-old won Best Song for her Barbie track, What Was I Made For? And she also won for doing the James Bond theme, No Time to Die, in 2020. Oppenheimer Best Actor winner Cillian Murphy became the first Irish-born Best Actor winner.
It's really, really meaningful to me.
And history denied for Killers of the Flower Moon's Lily Gladstone, who would have been the first Native American Best Actress winner. She lost to Poor Things' Emma Stone. Backstage at the Oscars, Jason Athens and ABC News, Hollywood.
Two airline pilots fell asleep at the same time on the same flight, have now been temporarily suspended. They work for Indonesia's Batik Air. Air traffic controllers were unable to reach them for almost a half hour as the plane veered off course. They eventually landed safely. All 153 passengers and crew members were unharmed. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer, Jaren.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricket phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to Cricket on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. The state Senate is poised to fire two UW system regents.
The full Senate is on the floor for a final session day on Tuesday. A vote to reject Governor Tony Evers' appointments of Dana Walks and John Miller to the Board of Regents appears likely following a committee vote to do so last week. Walks and Miller both voted twice against a deal struck between UW leadership and Republican legislative leaders. That agreement released state funding for building projects and employee pay raises in exchange for restructuring campus diversity, equity, and inclusion positions. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Officers who responded to a well-being check in the village of Rothschild, which ended in a suicide, have been cleared of any wrongdoing.
Marathon County District Attorney Teresa Whetstone says the report indicates that officers played no role in the victim's self-inflicted gunshot wound during the January 3rd incident. The situation does not constitute an officer-involved death. Police from multiple agencies were called to the apartment that day for a welfare check, which ended with the subject fleeing into a bathroom, then producing a handgun. Officers attempted first aid at the scene. The victim was rushed to a local hospital where they later died. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Officers who responded to the incident were all wearing body cameras. None fired their weapons. An email threat was sent to some staff members at Toma High School over the weekend. Toma police in the school district there said the Saturday email threatened violence towards students and teachers. A canvas inside the school and around the building found nothing of concern. An update from Toma police Sunday stated an investigation found that information points to the email originating from outside of the U.S. The department says they'll maintain an increased presence around Toma schools in response to the threat.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A bright and beautiful day today with the heat really cranking up, soaring to high temperatures, flirting with 70 degrees. But keep in mind, winds are a bit breezy, creating a high fire danger risk. The spring-like vibes continue into tomorrow, too. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, 53 degrees.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
This is AgriTalk. This morning we begin with a conversation with Senator Charles Grassley. Then it's Machinery Pete Greg Peterson. And directly following the news, Brett Waltz from BAM WX. I'm a handsome newsman, Davis Michelson, and now, welcome the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
All right, Davis. Yeah, here we go. Stumbling out the chute. Getting ready for another week.
Yeah, man. Yep. The chute's open. We got to go through.
That's right. That's right. How's things going, buddy?
Super terrific. 51 degrees and sunny. I feel like I could lift a car right now, honestly.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for this week. Let's do it.
That's fantastic. Good, good, good. Mm-hmm. Because
how you doing?
I'm feeling, you know, this could be kind of a scary week on AgriTalk, if that's the case, because I'm kind of right there with you.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I can lift a car.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know
maybe
if
we
I
should
could
try
do that.
It.
I could maybe plow a field.
Oh, well, now that's actually useful. I mean, me lifting a car, I'd just sort of be showing off, and then that, you know, what? Well, that's it. Let's go get some pizza, you know?
Yeah.
But you're plowing a field. That's something.
You bet. You bet. Well, it's that time of the year, except we do have some cooler temperatures that are expected to make their way back into the forecast. And are we going to go from this incredible stretch of above normal temperatures into a period where we might see some below normal temperatures for a while? For a while. Mm-hmm. We'll find out from Brett about that. And, of course, Senator Grassley will be on with us here in just a little bit. Everybody wants to know exactly what the process is going to be for the Senate on several issues right now. We got to finish up the appropriations bills. We've got to take a look at the Biden administration's budget plans for 2025.
Yeah.
So we've got to do that. We've got some trade issues that we need to discuss. We've got the border. We've got funding issues. Dude, we'll use every second of the conversation with Senator Grassley, and then time for another update from Greg Peterson.
Awesome.
All right. You ready to go? Let's get started.
I think I'm ready. Lots to get to here. Private exporters reported cancellations of sales of 264,000 metric tons of soft red winter wheat for delivery to China. That's for the 23-24 marketing year. Is this the third in a series, Chip?
Yeah, third in the series and the largest one to date.
Mm-hmm.
So there's still about 750,000 metric tons of U.S. soft red winter wheat that are on the books for export to China, so there may be some more cancellations yet.
Well, let's talk about the National Weather Service weather outlook. Heavy, wet snow will continue into the morning hours on Monday across the higher elevations of the northern New England and portions of the lower Great Lakes. Unsettled weather is expected to persist across the Pacific Northwest and into the northern Rockies with multiple rounds of lower elevation rain and higher elevation snow. Fire danger to increase across the central and southern high plains from very dry conditions, gusty winds, and warm temperatures.
Yeah, the red flag warnings are back out in the middle of the country, too. So be careful. The wind is going to be blowing, temperatures are going to be warm, and fires are going to be spreading.
A little economic news for us here. A significant portion of Vanguard's 401k account holders, representing 3.6% of its plan participants, made early withdrawals from their accounts last year for financial emergencies. That set a record. Despite the intended purpose of retirement plans like the 401k to preserve American savings for later in life, increasing balances have led more individuals to feel comfortable accessing these funds when necessary. Private sector activity showed signs of decline in January with job growth and slowing wage and slowing with job growth slowing and yes. wage growth decelerating in February. Sorry there. While some indicators suggest strong future production, Dr. Vince Malanga points out that weakness in the commercial property market and overall economic uncertainty continue to pose risks.
Yeah, we knew that commercial property was going to be a big, big issue with more workers staying at home, and it is.
Yep. Well, average American household debt has surged amid economic challenges, as we've discussed before, Chip. Household debt in the United States reached $17.5 by the end of last year, marking a significant increase of almost $3.5 since 2019. Gold prices have been rising steadily despite the strong performance of the U.S. stock market and economy. Gold reached an all-time high of $2,195 per ounce to a with a year-to-date gain of 5%, 12-month gain of 19%. Meanwhile, Chip, the price of Bitcoin has reached a record high, surpassing $71,000. The surge comes after five consecutive days of rallying, with Bitcoin gaining over 60% since the beginning of the year. Congress is currently in discussion over this year's budget, but attention is shifting toward negotiations for fiscal year 2025. Today, President Joe Biden will unveil his plan for the upcoming fiscal year. Given that Republicans control the House of Representatives, Biden's budget proposal is unlikely to pass into law. However, it serves as an opportunity for him to outline his priorities leading up to the presidential election. In other news, hopes dimmed for a ceasefire deal between Hamas and Israel as the holy month of Ramadan began. And Pope Francis faced criticism for suggesting that Ukraine should negotiate with Russia and have the courage of the white flag to end the war. His remarks, made in an interview on Saturday, drew a quick response from Kiev, which emphasized its commitment to its national flag and resistance against Russian aggression. Chip.
All right. Thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring in Brett Waltz, BAMWX.com. Good morning, Brett.
Hey, good morning, Chip.
Okay, let's take a look at the forecast that we've got coming up. The National Weather Service is moving from the above normal trend in temperatures to near normal, below normal trends in the Midwest. Do you guys see that happening?
Yeah, I do. And I think that it kind of continues as we close out the month of March and probably even to start April. But we do still have some warm days ahead. I think the next week or so in general is probably pretty mild, record warm today. But I do think the last 10-ish days of the month or so are probably going to be chillier compared to how the month as a whole has been so far.
Okay, put that in perspective. I like the use of chillier rather than colder.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it cold because normal highs by late March are, you know, into the low 50s for a lot of areas. And so you're more looking at 40s, low 50s for high temperatures. Could be some 20s for low still in there, but it's nothing crazy.
Gotcha. Okay. The trend is changing down in South America too, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. You know, South America is kind of an interesting spot over the next few weeks because I would say that there's two separate areas of extremes. And just kind of looking out through the end of the month and into early April even, central Brazil, Mato Grosso do Sul is an area that I think it's pretty hot compared to normal and probably pretty dry as well. Where if you just go a little bit further south, far southeast Brazil, Uruguay, eastern Argentina, I think especially the next 7 to 10 days, it's probably really active, maybe excessively wet in some spots. Maybe your best conditions that are a little closer to normal, Santa Fe, Buenos Aires down there.
Okay. You know, that is something that we're going to have to keep a real close eye on as it develops, those conditions in Mato Grosso do Sul with the Safrina corn crop developing. All right, Brett, thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you later.
Yep, thanks, Chip.
All right, Brett Waltz, BAMWX.com. Coming up next, we've got a conversation with U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley here on AgriTalk.
Are you ready for better efficiency, more productivity, higher yields? Then you're ready for John Deere Precision Technology, which starts with three core pieces. First, a G5 display gives fast views of your work and a window to future technology. A Starfire receiver gives you sub-inch repeatable accuracy without an RTK base station. And a JD Link modem gives you a live view of your entire operation. Get precise and talk with your John Deere dealer or visit johndeere.com/basic.
Farmers are the heartbeat of rural America.
Congress recently invested $20 billion in America's farmers and ranchers, focusing on conservation practices and profits for future generations. Today, these funds are at risk.
You're squawking over $20 billion. That USDA program, it's investment into the future for everybody.
If the funding was eliminated, it could hurt farms and families.
Tell Congress, protect this generational investment in the Farm Bill. Learn more at investinourland.org. Paid for by Invest in Our Land.
In the beginning, there were soybean plants, and something big was about to happen. Except, it didn't. Because stresses like heat and drought struck during the flowering stage, preventing bloom and so much more. But then Agroxene said, let there be Smartfoil. And the big bloom came. Because Smartfoil is a biological foliar application that increases pod count and yield potential by reducing abiotic stress. So bloom big in 2024. Ask your retailer about Smartfoil by Agroxene. Or visit bigbeanbloom.com to learn more.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
AgriTalk is brought to you by John Deere. For generations before and generations to come, John Deere is part of your farm and your family. Whatever your technology needs, John Deere has the tools to help grow your farm.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip Floyd. Glad that you're with us. Davis, it's not a perfect forecast, but it doesn't scare me all that much.
Okay. It
what
feels
are your
good.
Thoughts there? I would
tend to agree. Dude, I've got daffodils that are like, just give me two more days and we're ready to go. You know,
is that right?
I did so much yard work yesterday. I overdid it.
You overdid it.
Did a little bit, just a little bit. Yeah.
Well, did you at least wrap it up with something on the grill?
Not on the grill, but there was definitely delicious food involved at the end of the day. Absolutely. Okay. I fueled up and fell asleep on the couch.
Oh, good. Good. All right. Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa joins us right now. Senator, it is great to speak with you again. How are you?
Very good, and I hope you're okay, too.
You bet. We're doing real fine. I know this is one of your favorite times of the year. It's tournament time for NCAA basketball. You excited about it?
Yes, I am. I was able to watch all of the finals of the girls basketball tournament, all five classes. Yeah. I was able to watch Iowa beat Penn State and Iowa beat Nebraska.
Yeah.
And see Caitlin Clark. And I even watched Drake Men beat Indiana State yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. Iowa State women have got a big game coming up today at 1:30 Central. So it just continues on. This is an exciting time of the year. All right.
Go ahead.
I want to start by looking back here because we have not had an opportunity to get your take on President Biden's State of the Union address last week. And the thing is here, I really want your take on it because you've known the president for so long. What did you make of his remarks?
I could have heard a lot more about agriculture. Mm-hmm. 2% of these people feed the other 98%, and a lot of people around the world, it would be nice for him to praise American agriculture.
Yeah. Did he say anything in his remarks that made you think, you know, that's something that I could work with the White House on?
Not enough, if anything, as far as I can tell. My recollection. It's hard to recall everything in a speech that's an hour and 15 minutes long. That's plenty long. I think the reason he didn't say much about it is because rural America is Republican, and he was playing to his base. It was very much a political speech. I heard a commentary over the weekend that went back and read Harry Truman's speech to the Congress in 1948, the year he was reelected, and it was a unifying speech. It was a policy speech. It wasn't a political speech. And then in September and October, November, Truman could be very political and got reelected. But it was just a very mean political speech.
Okay. All right. Let's move on from that. Progress is being made on the appropriations bills. The ag budget has already been passed. Does that change the dynamics for the farm bill at all? Does it give the farm bill any momentum?
Not at all. But I think that I should clarify something as a result of a speech or a conversation I had on the Senate floor. It was a one-on-one conversation, so it's not in the congressional record, with Senator Stabenow, chairman of the committee, because I quoted her last week saying something along the lines that we're going to have a one-year extension because it doesn't look like we're having a five-year farm bill going to come out. And she said that she said more than that, and she didn't mean to imply that there wasn't a chance of getting a five-year farm bill. So this gives me hope that we will have a five-year farm bill. So I had that conversation with her. I had a conversation with Mr. Boozman, Senator Boozman, chairman of the or leader of the Republicans on the Agriculture Committee. And he says the staffs are working daily to see what sort of a farm bill they can get together. But there's still that one big hang up between more money for reference pricing. In other words, to put more farm into the farm bill because it's 85% food stamps. And Senator Stabenow can't cut food stamps at all. So that's something that they're working on, and the staffs are working daily. And I want to make clear that Senator Stabenow said to me that there's still a chance we can have a five-year farm bill. Now, I'll stand by what I have said previously. If we don't see some movement in the committee by March, I don't see how you can get between now and the conventions, when after the conventions hardly anything gets done in Congress. And I doubt if a farm bill could be done in a lame duck session. So if there isn't a bill out of committee in March, I don't know whether there's much chance of getting a five-year farm bill. But I still want to make clear that Senator Stabenow is trying to get a five-year farm bill.
Okay. Okay, well, that's encouraging, because last week we picked up from Senator Moran out of Kansas that Senator Stabenow had basically walked away from the farm bill because she had what she wanted on conservation and nutrition title, and that's what really mattered to her, and farm bill was losing its place as a priority on her list. But sounds like it's still very much a priority for her to get this done.
I don't want to be opposite of Senator Moran, but he may have heard the same thing that I heard her say about a one-year extension. All I can report to the people, the farmers of Iowa and the people of Iowa, is the fact of what Senator Stabenow told me. She's still trying to work to get a five-year farm bill.
Gotcha. Okay. Very good. Very good. Yeah, I didn't mean to put you against Senator Moran there. That's for sure. Okay. The last time that we talked, we were awaiting word on the GREET model, the final adjustments to the model that will determine if corn-based ethanol has a pathway into the sustainable aviation fuel market. That decision was supposed to come by March 1. And then USDA Secretary Vilsack, EPA Administrator Regan, delayed the announcement. Vilsack said that they need more time, but a few weeks, to get this right. Have you been told when we should expect an announcement on the final adjustments to GREET?
No, but it's sad commentary that they can't reach an agreement. And I am quite satisfied with what Secretary Vilsack told us in committee on this very issue. It looks to me like he's presenting to the people that are making the final decision that we need parity for grains like we do other feedstuffs going into sustainable aviation fuel. That's the next step of using ethanol for environmentally friendly fuel for commercial airlines. Mm-hmm. And so I think we got the voice of American agriculture standing up for the grain farmers in that regard. And I don't know why we should have any conflict, because environmentalists want to clean up the environment, and aviation fuel today leads to it. We get cleaner aviation fuel. Then I don't know why environmentalists would want to take out of the equation a grain that is very essential if you're going to have adequate amount of aviation fuel that's environmentally friendly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a big conundrum for some of those environmentalists, that they want cleaner burning aviation fuel, but they're not all that big of a fan of corn-based ethanol. And so that's a conflict that they're going to have to get over on their own. Senator, unfortunately, we're out of time. I'd love to continue to have the conversation, but thank you so much. You're always generous with your time. Thank you.
God bless you. Goodbye.
All right. That is Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa. There are a couple of other issues going on that we will get some news on and bring that to you later as well. All right, we've got Greg Peterson. Machinery Pete is up next.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear, because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground, because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously, and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Time for Markets Now with the expert.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Milk markets are mostly higher from the National Farmers Union Convention in Scottsdale, Arizona. I'm Brian Winnikins with this market update. April milk back to steady at 1608. May, though, up 12 to 1660. June up 15 to 1735. July up 8 at 1781. Meanwhile, in the livestock sector, live and feeder cattle markets are moving mostly mixed today as the trade continues to have apprehension with the nearby contracts, especially with some of the markets and marketing, and that is pressuring prices. Hog markets, meanwhile, they are also moving mostly higher. Some strength in some of the cash markets helping to support prices. April live cattle up 7 cents to 187.67. March feeder cattle down 92 cents to 248.27. And April hogs now up 20 cents to 84.57. Chicago Board of Trade, corn and is moving higher. Wheat also moving mostly higher with the exception of the nearby month. This is a combination of some concerns about some of the weather issues, but really it's the funds just buying on the dips. Now, in the soybean market, lower in the nearby months due to the Brazil harvest pressure, but higher in deferred contracts again on that fund positioning when the markets go lower. New crop corn up 1.5 to 473.5. New crop beans up 0.5 to 1174.25. And Chicago wheat may now up 11.25 to 549. With this market update, I'm Brian Winnikins.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Talk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors.
Machine repeat here, folks. This segment of AgriTalk brought to you by our friends at Dakota Ag Innovations, makers of Dakota Shine, the best way I've seen to fix faded paint. Go to dakotashine.com, call 888-996-7801.
All right, welcome back to AgriTalk. Good conversation with Senator Grassley Davis. Gave me a little bit more optimism that Senator Stabenow will stay engaged in the farm bill process here.
Okay. Okay.
You didn't pick it up? You didn't feel that?
I don't know. I feel like we're kind of we'll take what we can get and call it good news if we can at this point.
Good point.
That's kind of where I'm at.
Good point.
But you know what? No, you Fair. Do you. Be excited, brother. Excited
is an overstatement. A little more optimistic.
Okay. Well, maybe we're in the same spot then.
Okay. All right. Very good. Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete, joins us right now. How you doing, Greg?
Hey, I'm doing well, guys, and I'm glad to hear that there's a teeny sense of optimism. That's what we need these days. Anything?
Well, yeah. It's 52 degrees. The sun is shining. It feels like spring again. What the heck? Got to be optimistic about
67.
It.
67 in Minnesota today. We'll take that. That's crazy.
Yep, on our way to some highs, potentially some record highs. Well, all right, let's get to it. Head over to Van Wert, Ohio, for the pick of the week. What do you got?
Yeah, this was a funny one on Friday, Chip. It was a dealer inventory reduction auction for HG Violet, dealer there, KSIH dealer in Van Wert, and the sale is by United Country Walton Realty and Auction. And my friend Darby Walton there dropped me a note last Thursday, and he goes, "Pete, I think I got your pick of the week." And Darby is a sharp young guy, very sharp, and he's correct. 1998 John Deere 8300 tractor, only 2,348 hours. So recipe for hot bidding there, and yep. It came to be the case. About $110,000. That's the third highest auction price I've ever seen on a John Deere 8300.
Okay.
Of course, pre-death there, 26 years old now. Interesting, the highest one ever, it wasn't that long ago. That was just right after Thanksgiving, November 29th, farm auction, Columbia City, Indiana. We saw one actually at $135,000. That was, case there where November, December was still the tax buyers. Yep. Kind of top of the market. But again, 110, really solid there. Third highest ever.
Certainly is. That, I mean, maybe we can talk a little bit about weakness, but that's that's still an awfully stout market.
Yeah, there was another tractor actually on the same sale, Chip, that kind of turned some heads. I thought it was a 2012 Massey 8680. 12 years old, only had 1,220 hours on it. So again, kind of a recipe for that, 10 plus year old, hot bidding. And that brought 170. That's the second highest price I've ever seen. The only higher one was 175 back just over a year ago, December of 22 in Emden, Illinois at 175. So yeah, a couple strong tractors there, Friday in Van Wert, Ohio.
Yeah. That Massey's clinging right up there at the highs. That's impressive. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're going to have to continue to watch the trends, no doubt. So what else have you got? You've got something out of Kentucky, Tennessee, Indiana.
Yeah, it was a sale last week when I called in from the road last Monday. As we were talking, I was watching the sale. It was an online dealer auction for H&R AgriPower, like you say, chipped down out of Kentucky, Tennessee, Southern Indiana, and by Merit Auctions. And the sale wasn't done when we were talking, and as it finished up, actually the sale pricing, it's a pretty solid prices. I thought a couple of examples, a 21 model, KSIH Magnum 380, 1150 hours, that brought $298,000. That's the second highest I've ever seen. Now you expect it to be right up there when it's 21 model, but, nonetheless, second highest price ever in a Magnum 380. Same deal on the Magnum 310, 22 model, 710 hours for $276. Second highest price ever. I think they had like 25 planters on the sale. The nicest of the bunch was a 23 model KSH 2150 high speed bulk fill 24 row 30 inch. That went for $245. Solid price there, hard cash. That was, I think, the fifth highest ever on a KSH planter. Okay. They did a snuck in a green one there, a green tractor, an 18 model John Deere 8320R. Over $2,600 at $222. So solid pricing there, I thought, last Monday.
Okay. You know, when you got 25 planters on an auction like that, sometimes the risk is that the bottom just falls out on one or two of them. Did you notice anything like that?
Well, I mean, what I would say, these examples I'm quoting here, the tops from the auction, when you have a depth like that, you say you're selling 20 of them. I would say the planter market is holding. Maybe, well, obviously the time of year here is working in its favor. But I would say in general across the tractor market, if they aren't the nicest of condition, we definitely have seen some softening there. And even some of these I'm quoting, like the third highest ever, the second highest ever, frankly, if it would have been a year ago, the market was stronger, even back into November, like our previous example on the 8300,
yeah,
they just would have sold higher, but now here we are in mid-March and the conditions are softer. So there is some recalibrating going on, no question.
Okay. All right. Clayton, Wisconsin, some hay and forage equipment last Wednesday.
Yeah, last Wednesday evening, Hager Auction, online farm auction. I think I touched on it last week. Had my eye on this one, other end of the spectrum. It's smaller equipment. The dollars aren't six digit. they're, you know, just smaller, but nonetheless, some nice stuff. I thought that sold well. They had a Kuhn Merge Max 300 merger, $20,250. That's the highest I've ever seen on that model. They had a Kuhn GF7902 Tedder, $18,750. Same deal, highest auction price on that model. Kuhn SR112 Rake, $8,000. Same deal there. Now, thing is, you know, the new ones cost quite a bit more. Mm-hmm. So some people might look at those prices and go, oh, those were really tough. But again, that's the highest hard cash auction price I've ever seen. Same deal on a Heston 1372 disc bind, one for 18 and a quarter. And then a nice forage harvester, a New Holland FP230 with no heads, one for 17,750. I think the two heads went for 6 and 5. So if you total them all up, you're pushing 29,000 there. So it was nice, clean hay and forage equipment there last Wednesday in Clayton, Wisconsin.
Okay. All right. Let's hop on over to Michigan, Pittsford, Michigan. That looks like it was a big auction.
Yeah, it was a big estate auction, farm estate auction Saturday, Pittsford, Michigan, like I said, chip by Whalen Realty and Auction. Some high test stuff here. Interesting results. The 2019 John Deere 8345R, 780 hours, went for $315,000. Okay. Now that one was pretty high. I mean, that was tied for the third highest I've ever seen on an 8345R. They also had a 20 model John Deere 8R310, 531 hours. That brought $290,000. Now that would be a bit softer than it would have been maybe 6 months ago, but still scraping $300,000. 21 model John Deere 6130R tractor, 620 hours, $135,000. For you 4020 fans out there, a 71 model, 9,099 hours at $18,540. Another interesting one I thought was a 24 model Wilson 40-foot grain trailer. It brought $55,000. And then a skid steer, a 22 model Deere 333G, 190 hours at $79,000. So, again, super nice stuff there Saturday over in Pittsford, Michigan.
Yep, yep. And some tillage equipment on that one. We've been talking a little bit more about those high-speed discs.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
Yep, they did have a high-speed disc. You're right, a 22 model John Deere 2680H. That brought $79,310.
Wow.
You know, the big check. It might be a little lighter than it would have been, you know, 6-12 months ago, but that was then, this is now. So, again, scraping $80,000, it's a big money for a tillage item.
All right. We've got time. Let's talk about this 4230 that you've been covering.
Yeah, it was fun last Tuesday, Chip. I spoke in Goshen, Indiana at the Elkhart County Soil and Water Conservation Pay Dirt event, great event by Jim Hess out there. Afterwards, like always, I get visiting with people, and a young guy came up, A.J. Kaufman. He goes, Pete, I got to show you this picture. It was his grandpa, Steve Kaufman, with his 1973 John Deere 4230, and I posted a picture of it on social this weekend, and the picture was awesome. It's grandpa Steve in front of this beautiful-looking, like, new tractor. But it was the story. He said, A.J. told me, Pete, grandpa bought this, ordered it in January 73, about a Boyers, Michigan, for like $10,640. Now that was right before the market took off. Well, they delivered it April 1st of 73, and by then dealers were getting more than retail, kind of a lottery system. And they delivered it, and he's had it since. Got 7,250 hours. Beautiful picture. And I posted it, and then it made me think, hey, wait a minute. I actually have pictures in the archive here from August 19th of 1972. That was the weekend when Deere released the new 30 series tractor, the new 30 series tractors 52 years ago with the Soundguard cabs. And it made me laugh, Chip, because you and I were just in Louisville and Houston to see this classic, see these Deere unveil their new tractors, now $1.3 million. Well, it's a little different in 1972. They just had the dealers throw cardboard over the cabs.
Yeah.
And I posted a picture of that. And it was funny, the number of people commented saying, oh, yeah, I remember that day. So it was a lot of fun talking 4230s this weekend.
Yep. Okay, real quick, what are you watching this week?
Two sales tomorrow. One is in Michigan, Bayport, Michigan, by Albrecht Auction. Low-hour John Deere tractors. Also tomorrow, Adam Marshall Land and Auction in Nebraska.
nice John Deere tractors. Be keeping an eye on those folks, and we'll keep you up to snuff on the prices.
Outstanding. Travel safe, Greg. Thanks, buddy.
You bet. Talk to you soon.
All right, Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete. Davis and I will be right back to wrap up this morning's AgriTalk.
Sneezing, coughing, stuffy nose, runny nose, post-nasal drip, interrupted sleeping. I was groggy at the end of the day.
Allergies and sinus congestion were making Jana miserable. Then a friend recommended Navage. Navage provides immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Navage helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
Navage gave me instant relief. I didn't have to wait 30 minutes. I didn't have to wait an hour, 90 minutes. I didn't have to wait a minute. I ran the rinse and I felt better.
Stop suffering from congestion and start breathing and feeling your best again with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E.
I've had people ask me how I find relief, and I tell them Navage immediately. This thing is amazing.
Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid.
Starting with one store in 1978, Boot Barn has become the largest Western and workwear retailer in the nation. Supporting those who feed, build, and protect America, we offer the largest selection of cowboy boots, work boots, Western wear, workwear, and outdoor gear. With over 500,000 pairs of boots and thousands of top-quality jeans and clothing, it's an honor to support the people who make our country so great. Boot Barn. Keep West.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely!
Totalmente!
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
When we told growers that Bayer Premium Trifold herbicide for corn delivers visibly clean fields for up to 8 weeks, they were a bit skeptical.
We'll see how it works.
So we decided to prove it. We set up cameras in multiple cornfields, treated them with Trifold, and filmed for 24 hours a day. For 8 weeks, we saw a variety of weather conditions, and Trifold worked. See for yourself at TrifoldInAction.com. Trifold is a restricted-use pesticide. Consult your state pesticide regulator for specific restrictions. Read and follow pesticide label directions.
Wake up. Get ready. Grab breakfast. Go to work. Grab lunch. Come home. Run to practice. Run to the store. Grab dinner. Go to bed and repeat. Food fuels your day. And we fuel the people producing it with the latest news, information, and perspectives from across the globe. Ag Day is a place to learn about the business of food and farming. Join us and our team of experts as we cover the stories that keep the world moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
The next disaster is coming. The time to get ready is now. Make a plan. Identify meetup locations and people you'll need to contact. Put your contact list in your wallet, on your phone, and somewhere visible in your home. Build a kit. Store enough food and water for 3 days. Don't forget your pets. And consider buying a pre-made kit. Keep at least 7 days of medication on hand. Work with your pharmacist and insurance company to secure the extra doses. Make copies of important documents. Keep them on your phone, in the cloud, or on a USB stick. Stay informed. Learn about local hazards. Take courses in CPR and first aid. And sign up for local alert systems. An early warning can give you the time you need to prepare for a fast-moving disaster. Be ready. Learn more at americares.org/sendusin.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. Health insurance has never been so easy and affordable. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more,
give us a call at 800-801-2730. That's 800-801-2730.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Smart Nutrition MAP plus MST, fertilizer designed with seed safety in mind. Smart Nutrition MAP plus MST is engineered with a lower salt index. Learn how it protects your seed at smartnutritionmst.com.
Welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Your pal Davis Michelson here with you on your Monday morning. Chip is here as well.
Absolutely.
Let's just run it down. You know, let's start at the top.
Yeah.
Brett Waltz from BAM WX. Now, I kind of feel like if at this point, maybe temperatures set back about 10 degrees, mm-hmm. it almost feels like we'd still be kind of ahead of the game a little bit.
I'm sure.
Yeah, but...
When you take the frost out of the ground at the end of January,
yeah,
you're ahead of the game.
And that's the thing, because I don't think on that basis it would necessarily delay anyone in the bulk of the Corn Belt,
yeah,
from getting some work done, probably in pretty decent time.
There are some out there that maybe have had decided, what the heck, let's do that, yeah. Let's do that 30 acres of beans and see what turns out. They're going to be watching those pretty doggone closely,
yeah.
But for the guys that went out and put anhydrous down, cooling the soil temperatures down is not going to scare them at all. That's just going to keep the product in place that much longer, and it'll be there and waiting for the seed when the seed gets in the ground.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, moving on to Senator Grassley. I may need your help, kind of translating some of this farm bill, spending bills. I don't feel confident that I don't have much confidence that anything can get done. You know, to be honest, and I tend to agree with the senator when he says it was a very partisan speech that the president gave. And I think that's very indicative of the State of the Union in some sort of weird, ironic way.
Yep. Yep.
Case, you're optimistic. I'm whatever not quite so optimistic might be, I guess. And I won't go pessimism. I'm not going that far because it's America. Okay. You know, we get it done. This is America. But I don't know. I don't know. Your thoughts?
If guys like Senator Grassley, Senator Moran, Senator Bozeman,
mm-hmm.
If they can keep there's others to throw in there, you know, on this list.
Well,
Ernst,
sure.
Thune, mm-hmm. and anybody sitting on the Senate Ag Committee, if they can keep the pressure on and the attention on the farm bill, then I think that will up the odds that the pressure will eventually lead Stabenow to try to move a bill forward. That's where my optimism is coming from.
Okay.
And so when you look at the comments that we got from Senator Moran last week, that was a way of applying some pressure, right? I think it was. Saying, hey, we see that you've disengaged. We need you to re-engage and get this done.
Yeah.
Then you've got Senator Grassley who says, you know what, there's the momentum really hasn't changed that much, but off the record, this mm-hmm. is what we heard from Chairwoman Stabenow. There's some encouragement there.
Yeah.
Because here's the deal. How long have Senator Stabenow and Grassley known each other? I can't imagine that Senator Stabenow would take Senator Grassley off to the side just to fill him full of crap.
Yeah, I wouldn't
On the farm bill.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make any sense to me. If there was no way that she was serious about that, I don't think she would have told Senator Grassley that. Mm-hmm. Just my thought.
It was interesting, though. I keep hearing it echoing in my head, the quote of Senator Grassley saying Stabenow is thrown in the towel. It was earlier last week.
Yeah.
Maybe he's had a change of heart. Maybe there have been conversations we don't know about.
A private conversation, like he says, like he had with Stabenow, can change attitudes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Well, maybe I do feel a little bit better.
You want a reason to be like optimistic and excited?
Absolutely, I do.
Well, we're going to be doing a little bit of celebrating this afternoon. We're not going to go crazy.
No.
We're not going crazy. It's going to be a show. There's no question about it. We will talk markets, but we're going to be celebrating 10 years of the afternoon hour.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Of AgriTalk. Remember, it started as Market Rally Radio.
That's right.
And then we had AgriTalk ATB after the bell. And now it's the second hour of AgriTalk. And 10 years, Davis.
Yeah.
10 years since you started doing the markets at 2:06 Central every weekday afternoon.
Yep. Yep. And you and I both know who we have to thank. For us being able to do this every single day for 10 freaking years. That's like a decade.
It's the
listeners.
Right.
We have had some listeners with us from the very, very, from before the first broadcast. And obviously we've picked up, listeners along the way, and we really do appreciate you all. One of the best looking, most intelligent audiences in radio today, I would dare say, Chip.
I think you're probably right on that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think you're probably right. And the hundreds of guest analysts that we've had on.
Oh, man.
You know, it's like 2,600 shows is what that comes
to. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, 2,600 hours of broadcasting what's going on in the markets. We're going to take a little bit of time and celebrate that. We've got the original guest analyst on the show, Arlen Suderman from Stone X. And believe it or not, the first person that asked the first question, the first listener that asked the first question, has already submitted his question for Arlen. So we'll be sure to get to that as well. We're celebrating 10 years of AgriTalk after the bell market rally today.
All right, let's see here. Acuron corn herbicide. Powerful weed control? Check. Long-lasting residual? Check. Proven crop safety? Check. Acuron checks all the boxes, which is why it outperforms and out-yields all other corn herbicides by 5 to 15 bushels an acre. Talk to your local Syngenta retailer or visit findmorebushels.com to discover your revenue potential today. Always read and follow label instructions. Acuron is a restricted-use pesticide.
Hi, I'm Paul Niefer, a CPA and author of the Farm CPA blog and column for Top Producer. Join me every week on the Top Producer podcast for conversations about the top trends in farm management, tax issues, succession planning, policy implications, and more. Each week, I visit with business-minded farmers and ag experts for lively and in-depth conversations. Subscribe to the Top Producer podcast, available on your preferred podcast platform, and listen to a new episode every Tuesday.
'Tis the month of St. Paddy's Day, and here's a random related fact. Did you know that the odds of finding a lucky four-leaf clover are 1 in 10,000? I'd say that's pretty difficult. Fortunately, if you're a business owner or hiring manager, you don't need luck to find the top talent for your team. You need ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/40. And if your idea of a pot of gold is a room full of the most qualified candidates for your job, well, ZipRecruiter is the rainbow that's going to lead you there. Immediately after you post your